In Sudan, peace talks between government representatives and two rebel groups appear to have collapsed before they ever started. Rebels announced earlier today they would not negotiate until the government meets a list of demands, including the disarming of Arab militias, who were called the Janjaweed, that the government has refused. Arab militias working in tandem with the Sudanese government are believed to be responsible for the growing humanitarian crisis in the Darfur region of that country, Sudan. This week, Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry used the word genocide to describe that crisis. He called on the international community to intervene. He joins Republican Senator Sam Brownback and a growing chorus of human rights groups who are also agitating for immediate action. The Bush administration has not called the situation in Darfur a genocide, but Secretary of State Colin Powell is pushing the United Nations to be ready to step in if Sudanese leaders fail to act. John Prendergast is an advisor to the International Crisis Group. He worked on African affairs in the Clinton administration and has just returned from Darfur and joined us in the studio. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
I have to put it to you this plainly. Would you use the word genocide?
I think he's absolutely right. People are worried about using that kind of a term because it's bandied about so frequently. Whenever somebody kills someone else in a particular local conflict, there's always somebody that screams, genocide, genocide. So I think there's a real desire to ensure that the bar is sufficiently high. In fact, a bar that may be even higher than the Genocide Convention itself establishes. But if you look at the convention itself, I think it more than satisfies the terms of the convention, and it is, in fact, genocidal, the activity that's going on in Sudan now.
Now, is this just a semantical difference between people who are worried about abuse of the language, or does this move the world to a different state of alert?
The convention, the Genocide Convention, is a convention to prevent and to punish the crime of genocide. Punishing the crime of genocide then introduces the whole arena of accountability, something that has been missing in the whole debate about what to do about the situation in Sudan to date. And I think accountability is crucial. You talk about war crimes trials, you talk about just saying these particular individuals within the Sudan government are culpable for war crimes and crimes against humanity. These are the kind of things that need to be introduced in order to create leverage on the government so that they will do what the international community would like them to do, which is to respond to this famine and stop the killing.
Tell us what you saw in Darfur.
Well, it was remarkable scenes. I mean, to go into village after village that has been burned to the ground. I've been going into these kinds of war zones for 20 years now, but it ranked up there with the top five, I think, of anything I've seen. And over the years. And I think that after seeing that the village burnings, after interviewing dozens and dozens of internally displaced people at length, people whose stories, just one after the other, with numbing regularity, talking about having been bombed first by the Sudan government's air force and then attacked by these Janjaweed militias, as they call them, riding in on horseback, shooting automatic weapons, torching their villages, and all of the rest of the raping and the pillaging that has occurred in context of those attacks. And then to hear their stories, of course, as they're hiding in the hills, unable to access international assistance, was very dramatic.
The Janjaweed, for people who might find that a new term, is the Arab militia that we're talking
about.
That's
right. And then finally, we saw evidence of mass executions. We were brought to a ravine on the other side of a hill, way outside of a small village, way deep in the desert, in the Saharan desert in Darfur, and we found bodies lined up in ditches, which had been executed by shots in the back of the head and the back, and it was clear that they had been killed there. So it's the tip of the iceberg. We don't really know the magnitude of this human rights crisis.
When people say somebody's got to do something, what is that something?
Yeah, it's a hard question because, this is the first time we've really tried, in a long time, we've tried to actually respond to a genocide while it was occurring. I mean, in Rwanda 10 years ago, it was 90 days and over. In this case, the government, which is committing the genocide, is actually firmly in place. So we got to figure out how to negotiate with them, what to do with them, or how to isolate them. But I think there are specific actions that need to be taken, and the locus for that action has to be the UN Security Council. In the first instance, this issue of accountability, and that is targeted sanctions against specific regime officials who are responsible for the thing, and sending out a commission of inquiry that can then establish the legal framework for whether or not these are crimes against humanity, war crimes, or actual genocidal acts. Secondly, we got to gird our loins internationally and provide the kind of resources necessary to respond to the humanitarian crisis that exists now. And then thirdly and finally, I think there has to be a measure of international force introduced at this point to protect civilians.
Mm-hmm. You speak from perhaps the perspective of the experience in the Clinton administration when the massacre was going on in Rwanda, how difficult it is to not only get the Security Council, but for that matter, the U.S. government, to consent to a plan of action that will work in a time frame that is effective.
Yeah. I started working for Clinton in 96, but of course all of my colleagues in the administration had lived through that 90-day period, and many of them were haunted by it. And I think anyone who was working on Africa, anyone who cared about Africa at the time, is haunted by it even to this day.
What should the Sudanese government do? And what could they do, let's say, over the next even week?
Yeah, I mean, they've made very, very specific commitments to Secretary of State Powell. They made very specific commitments to Secretary General Annan to get out of the way to allow this international relief distribution to occur. And they've got to implement all of these commitments that they made. That's the first thing. The second thing is security. They control these Janjaweed militias. They can start arresting people for the crimes that are being committed. There's still mass raping going on. So we have to hold our feet to the fire on the commitments on the humanitarian assistance and on the protection of civilians.
Mr. Prendergast, thanks very much.
Thank you.
John Prendergast, an advisor to the International Crisis Group, he's just returned from Darfur and joined us in our studios.